Chof Beis Cheshvan, 23rd of November, Rabbi Shaya Kalinsky, Talmidim Shel Avraham Avinu, the Foundation of Jewish Education.
Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Avraham is Avraham Avinu. Okay. Moshe is our teacher. Moshe Torah Tziva Lonu Moshe. He gave us mitzvos, Torah and mitzvos. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Avraham is our forefather, and we're descendants of Avraham. So it's very strange to find the following mission in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Hei. Kol mi sheyesh biyodo shlosha dvarim halalu. Mi Talmidav Shel Avraham Avinu. So the Mishnah is going to say three things, that one who has these three things, he is considered from the students of Avraham. And it gives the flip side. Ushlosha Dvarim Acherim, three different things. We'll see in a minute what those things are. Mi Talmidav Shel Bilam Arasha. He's a Talmid of Bilam Arasha. So the first thing we know apparently is that Avraham Avinu has a base medrash, and Bilam HaRasha has a base medrash. Ayin tova ruach nemucha nefesh shvala, mi talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Generosity, humility, a simple lifestyle. You are from the students of Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra ruach gevoa nefesh rechava.
Which Mishnah is it?
This is Perek Hei, Mishnah Yud Tes. Ayin ra ruach gevoa nefesh shvala. You're stingy and arrogant and very extravagant lifestyle and hedonism. Mi talmidav shel Bilam HaRasha. So you are from the students of Bilam. You apparently are learning in the base medrash of Bilam HaRasha. So we're going to come back to this Mishnah at the end. But we see here that we have an idea of also being talmidim of Avraham. What are we learning from Avraham? So there is a few important Rambams in Hilchos Deos. Hilchos Deos in the Rambam, the word Deos in the Rambam's terminology means midos, character traits. And the Rambam writes, the famous golden mean is I think how it's termed, Haderech HaYeshara, the straight path, he mida benonis, shebechol dea v'dea. It's the balance, it's the middle of each and every mida. This is the Rambam Deos Aleph Dalet. That it is equidistant from the two extremes. Lefikach tzivu chachomim rishonim sheyehe adam sham deosav tamid. Since we need to be in the middle, equidistant from the two extremes, how do we get there? Well, we have to constantly be assessing sham deosav. To make an assessment, a shuma, when you make it a property evaluation, it's called a shuma. So here we're making a behavior evaluation. Umishayer osam, you have to assess, you have to analyze your midos, the qualities, the characteristics. Umichaven osam v'derech ha'imtzois, and to align them with the middle. Ketza, what's an example? Lo yehe balchema noach lichos. You have some people that every little thing sends them off, out of their world. Right? You're sitting at the table and your child spills the milk. Oy vey, the child spilled the milk. This is horrendous. This is terrible. And then the glass falls on the floor. The glass broke and oy vey, and every little thing sends them off. You have some people very laid back, very naturally easygoing. Child spilled the milk, no big deal. The glass broke, no big deal. The house is burning down, no big deal. Says the Rambam, there are certain times where you need to just take it easy. And there are certain times when you need to get very excited. Continues the Rambam. Lo yichos ela al davar gadol shero'oi lichos alav. Sometimes you need to get upset. You need to show anger. And sometimes you need to take it very easy. Now, we have people who are naturally critical. and naturally excitable. And we have people that are just naturally laid back. And here we're going to see exactly how we end up in the middle. What's the process by which we end up in the middle? The Rambam continues, gives a few other examples. Lo yikpots yado biyoser. You're not supposed to be too stingy. Every time somebody comes and asks you for something, you right away feel a tension of not doing it and you find an excuse. Velo yifazer mamono. But you also can't be the person who just gives away everything. Every time somebody asks, anytime a child needs something, the mother's just always giving and giving and giving. Ella no saying tzedakah kefi misas yado malve karo'i lemisha tzarech. You have to know that you give according to your ability. You have to loan money to people who it's worthy and appropriate to loan money, meaning you have to constantly be making an assessment. What is the process at work here? So what the Rambam is building on is the idea that people are born with personalities, people are born with instincts. And we have to be careful not to allow our instinct to govern our behavior. There's a phrase in the Gemara. It appears once. One example is in the Bavli. One example is in the Yerushalmi. Hechi dami chassid shote. What's an example of a chassid shote? Now, when we hear those words, we have to make sure we're understanding them in the Talmudic sense and not in the modern sense. In the modern sense, a chassid, chassidim is all the plebes, all the people below the Rebbe. And the Rebbe is the tzaddik. So the tzaddik is at the top and the chassidim are down there. In Talmudic literature, it's exactly the opposite. A tzaddik from the word tzedek means the person does what's right. Yes. Who has to do what's right? Everybody. Everybody is required to be a tzaddik. But the word chassid comes from the word chesed, which means you're going beyond the call of duty. It's more than you have to do. So a chassid is going to do more than required. And a shote is a fool. What's the example of a chassid shote? So the Bavli has one, the Yerushalmi has another, there's a common denominator. The Bavli's example in Sota Daf Chaf Aleph is that Ra'a, that Tava Itita bin Ahara, a woman is drowning in the river. The Omar, and the person says, Lavu Rechara Listakuleba, it's not Derech Eretz to look at women to save her. And of course, we know what happens. In the Yerushalmi in Sota, it says that there's a baby drowning in the river. And the person says, oi, before I dive in to save the baby, I have to take off my tefillin, because it's not covered to go into the water with tefillin on. And we know what happens. That's a chassid shote. So Revolvi, Zatzal in Aleishur, says, where is this coming from? What's wrong here? Where's the short circuit? Says Revolvi, that every person has an instinct to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an instinct for religiosity. Revolvi calls it, and it's the title of the chapter, if you want to see it inside. Revolvi calls it frumkeit. That's the title of the chapter. That there's an instinct to get close to the Borei Olam. Now, when we follow instinct, says Revolvi, without da'as, without intelligent decision-making, it can be destructive. We've got a modern example. You're on the airplane. Those of you who still listen to the security announcement, if you are paying attention. So they say that if the cabin pressure changes, an oxygen mask will fall. Put it on your head, and if you're traveling with a small child, put it over your face first. Now imagine a mother traveling with a 2-year-old baby, and the oxygen mask falls, and the cabin pressure is dropped, and the baby is gasping for air. Mommy, I can't breathe. Mommy, I can't breathe. What is the instinct of that mother going to tell it to do? The instinct of chesed is going to say, put on the baby's mask first. But that's not real chesed. That's chesed, says Revolvi, without das. You haven't analyzed the situation, and you have allowed instinct to take over. And in these two examples of chassid shote, says Revolvi, you have allowed your instinct, and here it's a positive instinct, we want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're allowing your instinct to take over with no intelligence, with no das. Well, the instinct of chesed is also good. But if the mother follows instinct, it's going to be very bad. So we have this idea that you have to apply das. That's the process that the Rambam is alluding to when he says, Shom de Osav. He has to measure, he has to analyze, what's the appropriate response in this situation? When the milk spills, the appropriate response is just let it go, unless there's some educational problem that the child's doing it on purpose. When the house is burning down, you better get going. Even though your tendency, your instinct may be to be very chilled out and laid back, here you need dots. So continues the Rambam in Halacha Hey, we're back into Perak Aleph Halacha Hey. Mitzuvin anu laleches bedrachim elu. The Rambam has first described what it's appropriate for a person to do, the path a person is supposed to take. And then the Rambam says, Mitzuvin anu laleches bedrachim elu habenonim. There's a commandment to follow. It's not just a nice way to behave. It's not just an effective way to navigate your life. But there's a mitzvah to go in these drachim benonim, the balance, the middle path. V'heim drachim tovim hayisharim shenemar. Where's the mitzvah come from? Where does the Rambam find a mitzvah to go in the middle, not to go to extremes? V'halachta bedrachim, to follow, to go in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. And continues the Rambam in Halacha Vav. Where does this come from? Kach limdu v'feirush mitzvah zu, mahu nikra chanun, afata heye chanun, mahu nikra rachum, afata heye rachum. So the qualities we impute to HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol, that he is compassionate, that he is merciful, that these are the drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when it says v'halachta bidrachim, we're commanded to go in his ways, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the behavior kiviyochol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're required to emulate. That's why the Nevi'im imputed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu these kinuyim, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed, etc. Lehodia, to inform us, Shein Drachim Tovim V'Yisharim, that these are good ways to be, V'Chayav Adam Lahanig Atzmo Bahen U'Lihidamo Se'lav Kefikoch. So we are required to follow these ways and to emulate God. So the Rambam is connecting here the idea of these balanced midos with emulating God. And the reason is because we're required not to allow our instinct to take over, which is what an animal does. An animal always operates on instinct. Even when our instinct may appear good, an instinct of chesed, an instinct of sharing, an instinct of just being very calm. No, instinct without das is not a positive thing. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol behaves. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always aligned perfectly with the appropriate response in every situation, kiviyochol. So then continues the Rambam, and here we're going to get to Avram Avinu. V'lefish Hashemos Ha'elu nikra behen ha'yotzer, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called with these kinuyim, v'heim ha'derech ha'benonis she'anu chayovim la'leches bo. And this is that middle path, that balanced path that we're required to go. Nikres, this path of Derech Benoni, says the Rambam, is Nikres Derech Hashem. Nikres Derech, Zu Derech Hashem, Vehi Shelimed Avram Avinu Libonov. This is what Avram Avinu taught his children. Where do we see it? Last week's Parsha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kiviyochol contemplating sharing with Avram what's going to happen with Zdom. So he says, Vashem Amar, in Yud Ches, Yud Zayin Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Vashem Amar HaMechaseni MiAvram Asher Ani Oseh, VeAvram HaYoye LeGoy Godol VeYatzum VeNibruchu Bo Kol Goyei HaAretz. Ki Yedativ, I know Avraham, I'm connected with Avraham. LeMan Asher Yitzave Esbona VeEsbeso Achrof, he will command his children and his descendants, VeShomru Derech Hashem. They're going to guard, they're going to follow Derech Hashem. So what is this Derech Hashem? Says the Rambam, this Derech Hashem are these midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Rambam calls balanced. And that is the Chayavim Laleches Ba, She'anu Chayavim Laleches Ba, V'nikres Derech Zu, Derech Hashem.
Where is the Rambam?
This Rambam is Deos Aleph, Dalet He, Vav, and Zion. Let's come back to our Mishnah now that we started with. So, the Mishnah describes a person who is a student, a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. Now we understand that if you're going to be a Talmud of Avraham Avinu did not teach us Torah, he did not teach us mitzvos. Avraham Avinu taught us midos. Ayin tova, generous, ruach nemucha, humility, nefesh shvala, a simple lifestyle. These are midos. The alternative, ayin ra'a, ruach gevoa, nefesh shvala. These are midos that come to us from Bilam. These were the midos. If we know all the psukim and all the midrashim of Bilam, this was him. He was a selfish person. He was an arrogant person. He was a hedonistic person. All the psukim there indicate this. The Slonim Rebbe, the Nesivo Sholem Zatzal, has an amazing pshat on this Mishnah. It's quite jarring, but when you read and think carefully, it's the emes pshat. When you're conducting a scientific experiment and you want to gauge the effect of one variable, so what is required? You must hold all the other variables constant. Otherwise, you can't tell what's causing the effect. So says the Slonim Rebbe, what are we measuring here in this Mishnah? What are we contrasting? We're contrasting a person who is a Talmid of Avram with good midos with a person who is a Talmid of Bilam with bad midos. Everything else has to be constant. That means that the two people must be equally meticulous Torah observant Jews. Otherwise, you're confounding the effect with two different things. Says the Slonim Rebbe, this Mishnah teaches us that a meticulous Torah observant Jew can be and needs to be generous, ayin tova, humble, ruach nemucha, nefesh shvala, a simple lifestyle, and his partner, his neighbor, the other equally observant Jew, the equally meticulous medaktik v'halacha kala kechamura, says the Nesivo Sholem, can be a person who is ayin ra'a, ruach gevoa, nefesh rechava. He can be stingy while he's completely observing all the mitzvos. He can be arrogant and he can be hedonistic. So the mitzvah here in this Mishnah, and every Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, we like to think of Pirkei Avos as just good habits of effective living in America. They call it Benjamin Franklin's Poor Richard's Almanac. It gives you good sayings. Early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Don't put off till tomorrow what you can do today. And you read Mishnayos, and it looks like that's what it's telling us. And the Maral, in the introduction to Pirkei Avos and Derech Chaim, basically says, heaven forbid to think such a thing. We don't need Chazal to teach us what Benjamin Franklin in America taught us 1,500 years later. We're learning here halacha. We're learning here Torah. So this isn't just be a good person, but this is a mitzvah. This goes back to the Rambam. The Mishnah is giving them a mitzvah. Heve mi talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. And of course, if we're talmidim shel Avraham Avinu, it means we have to study it. So it's not just there are people who are just naturally nice. And there are people who are just naturally humble. But the Rambam has taught us that if you just follow what you naturally are, that's instinct, that's not derech beinonis, because you're always going to be just laid back, or you're always going to be self-effacing. And a person has to sometimes exert self-esteem, a person has to exert anger once in a while, certainly initiative, and that is talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. We have to study midos. Midos is a study. This is highlighted, concretized in an even more glaring and almost shocking way in Reb Chaim Vital's Sha'arei Kedusha. Chaim Vital was the preeminent Talmud of the Arizal. Pretty much everything we know from the Arizal came down to us through Reb Chaim Vital. And one of his svarim was Sha'arei Kedusha. Reb Chaim Vital relates to the question of how come we don't have any commandments of midos in the 613. There's no mitzvah to be patient. It's not one of the 613. There's no mitzvah to be generous. And the Reb Chaim Vital wants to know, why aren't Why aren't there midos commanded in the Taryag? So Rav Chaim Vital says, Hine inyan midos, the idea, the concept of midos, of character traits, Hein mut ba'os be'adam be'nefesh shfala, hanikra yesodis, I'm going to skip the Kabbalistic terms, that your midos are in your nefesh. A person is composed of a guf, nefesh, neshama. An animal is only composed of a guf and a nefesh. And our midos are engraved, if you will, in our nefesh, in our life force, in our personality. The difference between the nefesh of a monkey or a donkey and the nefesh of a human being is that the life force of an animal always dictates that the animal follow instinct. Whereas the personality, the nefesh of a human being, has the capacity to not follow instinct, but to control instinct. That's midos. So says Rav Chaim Vital, midos exists, midos are activated, they manifest themselves in the nefesh, in the life force, what we could call the personality. V'hinei b'nefesh hazeh, in this nefesh, remember we have guf, nefesh, neshama, Hinei b'nefesh hazeh tluyos hamidos hatovos veharos. So this personality, this nefesh, this life force is where your good midos are. It's what separates us from the monkeys, who always follow instinct, and we have the ability to have midos, where we measure with intelligence our behavior, as opposed to allowing our instinct to govern. V'hen kisei v'yesod v'shoresh el hanefesh ha'elyona. It is the throne, if you will, in modern terminology, it's the interface with the neshama. Asher ba tluyin taryag mitzvos ha'torah. See, when we talk about mitzvos, taryag mitzvos, if you put tefillin on a monkey, nothing happened. But when we put tefillin on our physical bodies, we want it to have an impact on our neshama. How does that happen, says Rav Chaim Vital? It's that throne, it's the interface of the nefesh, of our personality, that connects the physical activity of our guf with the spiritual impact on our neshama. Lefikach, says Rav Chaim Vital, ein amidos michlal taryag mitzvos. So midos can't be part of the 613, which we do with our bodies in order to affect our neshama. V'omam hem hachanos ikorios el taryag mitzvos. B'kiyumam ovevitulam. But they are a preparatory step. It is the definition of what kind of a human being you are that's going to enable the physical actions to have that impact on your neshama.
But the Torah does say...
Just 1 minute, please. Ki ein koach benefesh hasichlis likayem mitzvos al yedei taryag evareyu. Your neshama can't put on tefillin. Your neshama can't eat matzah. Ela be'emtzaut nefesh yesodis mechuberes el haguf atzmo. It can only happen, when we say that the combination of our guf and our neshama puts on the tefillin and eats the matzah, it's through, that combination happens, says Rav Chaim Vital, with the interface with our nefesh, with our life force with our personality. Lefikach inyan midos haraos kashim min haaveros atzman me'od me'od. This was the shocking thing. There's going to be one more shocking phrase. That to have bad midos can be worse than a specific mitzvah or avera. The reason is that when I do the mitzvah without good midos, there's a short circuit. It doesn't have the positive impact on my neshama. And he continues later, Ki liyosam ikarin v'yesodos, because they're so foundational, lo nimnu b'chlal taryag mitzvah. They're not counted among the 613. Now, of course, the Torah commands us to do these things, but it's not part of the 613 legislated mitzvahs where we have specific mitzvahs. You're not allowed to steal. You have to give tzedakah. But the midah that generates those activities, they're not part of the 613. Says Rav Chaim ben Nimtza, so the result of that is, ki yoser tzorech lihizoher mimidos roos, you have to be more meticulous, more careful about bad midos, min kiyom mitzvahs esei velo tase. More so than even a mitzvahs esei lo tase, ki, bihi yoso bal midos tovos, when you have good midos, binakel yikayim kol ha-mitzvos. There won't be resistance. We have a lot of resistance. It's sometimes hard to do mitzvos, whether we're lazy, there's social pressure, there are all kinds of instinctual forces acting upon us and that we respond to that make it difficult to do mitzvos. But if we would have perfect midos, if we would have refined our personalities so that our das is completely in control whenever we respond to a situation, says Reb Chaim Vital, the mitzvos will come easy. Now, nobody should misinterpret this to mean, oh, okay, so if I have good midos, it's okay. And until I have good midos, I can still keep being Mechal Shabbos and eating treif, chas v'sholom. But the point is that we have to take the idea of midos as foundational, as prerequisites. There's an idea in the Brisker Rov, again, to answer the same question of Reb Chaim Vital, a similar approach. He says that just like you can't have a mitzvah in the Torah to keep the Torah, there can't be a mitzvah in the Torah to keep the Torah. Because mimon nefshach, if I'm keeping the Torah, I don't need a mitzvah in the Torah. And if I don't accept the Torah, if I'm not mekabel Torah, a mitzvah in the Torah won't help. And if I'm mekabel Torah, then I don't need a mitzvah in the Torah to be mekabel Torah. So he says the same way, you can't give a mitzvah to have good midos. Because the Torah was only given to human beings, not to monkeys. So I can't have a mitzvah in the Torah be a human being and not a monkey. So it's a prerequisite. This is really the depth of what Reb Chaim Vital is saying. It's foundational and it's a prerequisite to fashion our personalities in a godlike way so that the mitzvahs that we do are being done by godlike people. People who are in the midah benonis, who are in control making decisions on how they're supposed to behave. And not people who act instinctually. Because that is not any more midah benonis, and that's not any more derech Hashem. But that's just instinct, which is the koach we share with the animals. And our challenge is to activate our das, to be a chassid with das, and reach that derech Hashem. And then, as Reb Chaim Vital says, then the impact of our physical actions affects our neshama, connects with the neshama, and we've accomplished what the Torah wants us to accomplish. It was a question? Or did I take care of it?
There are mitzvahs in the Torah, which I say, the Moshel, Revitz Tachas Masoi, Ozoiv Tazoiv, I say.
The mitzvah is to do. The mitzvah is to do. You can do that mitzvah with bad midos or with good midos.
How can you do Ozoiv Tazoiv, which is a bad midos?
It's not a bad midah. I can have bad midos and do the mitzvah.
Yeah, but it's still a mitzvah hasei.
Yes, absolutely.
To have that midah of kindness that of the midah.
Excuse me, I can do that midah without ayin tova. I can do that midah with ayin ra'ah. Because I expect to get something back.
Well, you feel bad.
I do it. Yes, absolutely. So you're doing the mitzvah without a good mitzvah when you pass a poor person on the street.
No.
I had somebody once says to me, I can't go eat breakfast when I see that poor person who doesn't have food. Listen to what he just said. I can't eat breakfast when I see the poor person that has no food. So he's giving money so that he should feel good. You don't know people who give money so that they should feel good?
But the majority of cases is not so. With respect,
the Mishnah teaches us not like that. The Mishnah teaches us that you can do all the mitzvos with ayin tova, and you can do all the mitzvos with ayin ra. Okay.
Not sure what said that.